first question, Mrs. Steele, what drives you to run for mayor in Edmonton?
So I'm running to offer Edmontonians a different kind of leader. I am a big fan of servant leadership, which means I want to be a voice for the people. I have no political connections in any way, so I truly am here just to make the right decisions for Edmontonians.
Donc, Madame Diana Steele est une fière partisane du leadership pour au service des gens, de la communauté. C'est une voix pour, elle veut être une voix pour le peuple. Donc, elle veut être là pour les gens et les servir. Second question, Mrs. Steele, if you're elected, what will be your goal as a mayor?
So my first goals are to work on solving houselessness or homelessness and developing stronger mental health support so that we can support people who've been affected by the pandemic, which actually feels like the entire city, and making sure that families feel connected to their city here as well. So making sure that we're fighting for $10 a day daycare and that our recreation facilities are welcoming to families and affordable, that our city attractions are affordable, those types of things.
Alors, Madame Steele veut contrer la pauvreté ici dans la ville d'Edmonton, les sans-abri, donc trouver soit des refuges ou lutter contre ça, trouver des façons pour les sortir de la rue. Elle veut supporter aussi les gens de la pandémie de la COVID-19. Elle veut être proche pour les familles, justement là, pour les garderies, de remettre les garderies à 10$ du jour pour que ce soit plus abordable pour les familles. Mrs. Steele, what are you going to do for the Francophone community? Because we have a huge Francophone community here in Edmonton. We have the Cité Francophone, which regroup a lot of Francophone association. You have the Campus Saint-Jean, which is a French pavilion of the University of Alberta. So what are you going to do for the Francophone community if you have a plan for it?
Well, I don't have a plan, but what I would do if I was elected mayor is meet with whoever wanted to meet with me and ask what you need. And then we would go from there. I'm, again, as I said, I'm all about servant leadership. So from my perspective, I am here to be a voice for you guys. So I would meet with everyone and just ask what your needs are. And then we would turn around and do whatever we could to meet those needs.
Alors, je lui ai demandé qu'est-ce qu'elle fera pour la communauté francophone. Alors, elle a dit, elle n'a pas de plan, mais elle est prête à écouter ce qu'on a à lui dire s'il y a un problème. Et justement, en lui disant cela, ben, elle va répondre justement aux besoins des gens qui demanderont de l'aide. Là, si les francophones ont besoin, elle sera là pour les aider, ça c'est certain. Elle veut être la voix pour le peuple, encore une fois, elle répète. In politics, we talk a lot about the left and the right. Where do you stand in that spectrum? Are you more conservative or progressive?
So I'm for real no political affiliations at all. I can't say really if I'm left or right. I'm probably a combination of fiscally conservative, but socially maybe leaning a little more left. I love the idea of free library cards, but I also love the idea of making smart fiscal responsible decisions. So I'm hard to kind of pin down on where I sit. I'm all over the place. Mm-hmm. But basically, I'm always here for good ideas and solid ideas, no matter which way they lean.
Donc, Madame Steele, je lui ai demandé qu'est-ce qui est... Était-elle plus à gauche ou à droite en politique? Et elle a répondu qu'elle n'avait pas de côté où elle penche un peu plus. Elle a peut-être un petit côté économique plus à droite, un petit côté social plus à gauche. Mais en général, elle veut être là pour répondre aux gens en premier lieu. According to you, Mrs. Diana Steele, what makes you different from other candidates?
So coming back to, again, not politically aligned with any party, some of the other candidates are, which no disrespect to them, but I have no party affiliation. And my leadership style is different. I have a master's degree in leadership, so I have an excellent education. And then I've done everything from I've taught children to teaching adults in business courses. I've run some of my own small businesses, and I have a vast volunteer experience and community involvement. I've spent actually almost my entire life being a volunteer ever since I was a child. So I'm all about community and listening to the people, but I also have a little bit of a business background as well, which I think helps me out on the economic side of things. But I'm here as just a different kind of candidate, I think I'm very unique. I think I'm very well-rounded. And I also have a level of compassion and empathy that I think is unique to some of the candidates as well. And I think that would that is what we need leading us through this pandemic, because we have some difficult decisions ahead of us. And when we have a leader expressing hard decisions, we need that leader to be compassionate and empathetic as they're expressing that information to Edmontonians. And I bring that to the table.
Donc, je lui ai demandé qu'est-ce qui la rendait unique des autres candidats. Eh bien, elle a premièrement de l'expérience en commerce, donc en gestion de commerce. Elle a fait de l'entrepreneuriat. Elle a justement un degré, un diplôme en leadership et elle enseigne justement aux adultes sur la gestion de commerce et l'entrepreneuriat. Et elle a toujours été impliquée dans la communauté, et ça depuis qu'elle est enfant. Alors, c'est pas mal ça qui la rend unique des autres candidats. Last question, Mrs. Steele. According to you, which issues are the most important for you? Can you remind our listeners what are the most important issues for this year's election?
Of course. To me, it is houselessness. It is solving homelessness and building mental health supports. We know that there's a rise in crime in our city. We have 2,500 homeless people right now. And it's infiltrating into every part of our city. Everyone is being affected by it. And then, of course, this results in people not wanting to come and visit our city. Now, they can't right now because of COVID anyway. But we're, if we've got crime and if we've got homelessness, people won't come here. We want people to move here. We want businesses to move here. So from my perspective, we need to get that under control, hopefully solve it by working with the private industry and partnering up with them in an unprecedented way. And then after we've solved homelessness and got a handle on crime and developed mental health supports for people, then our economy will turn around, because now people will want to live here. They will want to set up businesses. And then we will in turn become a self-actualized city.
Donc, je lui ai demandé quels étaient les enjeux les plus importants à attaquer pour cette élection-ci. Et elle a dit que les soins mentaux pour les... dans le fond, apporter plus de soins mentaux pour justement les personnes qui sont sans-abri ou contrer justement les personnes sans-abri. Pas les contrer dans le sens de les expulser, mais dans le sens de leur offrir des services. Combattre les crimes, la criminalité qui augmente de plus en plus dans la ville d'Edmonton. Donc, réduire ce taux de criminalité-là. Alors, tout ça va faire en sorte que, justement, on va apporter plus de gens et d'entreprises ici à Edmonton, et l'économie va être relancée. Et la COVID-19 également, là, est un... apporter du support aux familles pour la COVID-19, c'est aussi un enjeu. So, thank you, Mrs. Diana Steele, to take the time for this interview. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great morning.
7h41, on va passer en musique avec Vincent Vallière et en attendant le soleil.